Number two, verse three says, in her adornment, a godly woman, married or unmarried, single, young or old. Secondly, in her adornment, she looks like a woman in whom the Holy Spirit dwells. In brief, secondly, she's not only submissive, she is modest. Last night I was at Rhode Island Hospital for about 3 hours. I was there, and it's interesting, I had to wait, and I was watching. And you know what is so fascinating? Most of the people in our culture dress very similarly. I was noticing that I must have seen 200 or 300 people last night. And when I watched the ladies coming in, I watched them, and they're all wearing basically the same things. Only there's some new twists on it, you know. In fact, my son told me, he said, why do those ladies have those circles cut in their pants and they're wearing those black curtains underneath? Curtains. They weren't curtains, but all those cuts down their pants, you know. It's because they don't understand that God says your adornment is supposed to be modest, showing the fact that you are putting adornment over the holy temple of God. Do you realize that? That the Bible uses the word for our bodies of the Holy of Holies. In the tabernacle and temple, that was a box, the Ark of the Covenant, that made this little room called the Holy of Holies. And you couldn't even walk in there except once a year. And if you walked in there and had anything wrong with you, God would strike you dead on the spot. You had to wear bells on the bottom of your robe, the priest. And they tied a rope around their ankle, lest they offend God, be killed, and someone not be able to reach under the curtain far enough to get them. So they tied a rope around their ankle. And the high priest would walk in once a year with the offering to God. And when he walked in, he had a rope on his ankle. He had bells on his robe so they could all hear him still alive and moving. And if he made a false move, God killed him, and they pulled him out by the rope. That's how you went into the Holy of Holies. Let me ask you this. Do you realize, ladies, that whatever you put on or don't put on your body, you're putting on the very holy temple of the infinite, eternal God? Do you realize that society is trying to desensitize us, to make us unaware of the moral ramifications of this wicked, perverted world we live on, and making you not realize that your body is to demonstrate holiness? First of all, not to be gaudy and to be showy. That's the thing he focuses on here. The hidden person of the heart, the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. But Timothy and Titus tell us that their clothing is to be modest. Now, it's interesting. It never tells men to be modest, because there's not a whole lot of immodesty man can have other than perhaps tight pants or something like that. But for women, they can have many immodest things. Peter talks about some cultural things in his time. I don't need to talk about cultural things in our time. Just look at what all of the catalogs and the magazine covers have. Just look at how normal people dress in the world that are provocative, that cause prurient desires, and you know how you're not supposed to dress. As I was sharing yesterday morning at the men's discipleship time we have on Saturday mornings, that it doesn't start when a girl's 13. You shouldn't let a little young lady dress in an immodest way, lest she get used to it, lest she lose her sensitivity to modesty. Number one, submissive to God's order in the church, in the home, in the personal lives. Verse three, in adornment, to be modest, looking like one who is the temple of the Holy Spirit.